Hi, everybody, and welcome to The Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jessica Wellington.
And I'm David C. Smalley.
And what we do here at The Liars Club is we usually invite one of our comedy pals, but today it is a musician, and we ask them to come on and tell two stories. One is the truth, one is a lie, and then we try to figure out which one is the lie. Don't break, motherfucker. Don't break. Jessica, would you please introduce our guest?
She's on one today.
Yeah, I can't even introduce him. You're already being mean. Jesus.
He's leaving.
I'm really excited. I do think this is our first non-comic contestant.
Ever.
So we'll see how this goes. Right. Yeah, this is going to be big.
I'm an OG then.
Right. You're the first one and only as of now, anyway.
Yeah, because we're going to open it up for more people, I think.
I think so, too. I want to have the animal guy. But anyway, I'm super excited.
Monkey guy.
We lived together for a while. He's super handsome. The best eyelashes in town. He is a singer and an actor, musician, all around great guy, Mr. John DeGrazio.
You got that right.
Yeah.
You got that right.
You have no idea how rare that is.
That was good.
I like how you were so serious in the introduction when you have a fucking Christmas tree on your head. You were like so serious, like just ignoring it.
Yeah. You know how long I've actually been holding on to this bad boy for Halloween? When I got all those other wigs, I had gotten this one. I wasn't planning on it. I thought I was just going to wear it normal.
Well, did they give that to you as like a free gift, like just to get it out of the store? Like, here, take this.
No. And they have all the different colors. It's really fun.
I can imagine. Yeah, I can imagine. All right. So we are super excited that you are here. We know that you have lined up two stories. One is the truth. One is a lie. David will be writing down the stories. And then after that, he will recap the stories before we take the vote. And do you have any questions before we start? We will question you.
I do not.
Yeah, we will like interrogate you.
Yeah, she'll be a bitch and interrogate you, even though it seems like I'm the bitchy one, but it's really her. And and David's actually the smart one. So that's how we do it around
here. And that doesn't come across.
I'll take that. Okay. Wow.
Wow.
That compliment didn't last long. See how it just gets...
Yeah. Maybe you shouldn't dye your hair tinsel anymore. It's robbing brain cells. What's that about?
Wait, him dye his hair tinsel?
No.
Jess. No, you got it right, John. No.
I love how this isn't going to air until like February. Yeah, everybody's going to be like, what the hell is she doing?
What is she doing? That's very true, Jessica.
I already thought about that. You know me, I don't care. I think it's great.
She's like dressed up as like a Cupid. Or something.
Oh,
this is a normal Jessica look.
I could have been topless.
Yeah.
You'd have been a little cherub.
I could have had my little hairy bum out there. You know?
Let me ask you this. Does the curtain match the carpet? Is that the drapes match the carpet or something? Uh-huh. What's that old school saying they used to say to everyone?
Match the grapes. Yeah. Grape.
The grapes.
Okay, yeah, it is going to your head. Okay. All right, so we're going to move it along. You can tell in what order you would like to tell. What is your first story,
okay,
so Mr. DeGrazio?
True one or the false one?
You just let us know which one is it. Is it the truth?
Do not fall for that.
Don't fall for his sneaky stuff.
All right. So you ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Just make sure you're talking in the mic.
So about, I want to say, maybe 8 or 10 years ago, it was before I moved to L.A., because I'm from New York originally. So before I moved to L.A., by my parents' house, there's this gas station. And, you know, we all have, like, the one gas station that we always use. There's, one, whatever. So.
Right.
By my parents' house where I lived.
What part of New York?
Westchester.
Okay.
There was this gas station. So I pull in and now mind you, I've had really, really bad ADD since I was a kid. Like my mind's always been like, everything's been like a mind fuck for me.
Right.
Like
what did you just say?
ADD.
Okay, I'm kidding. Because I have ADD too.
I was focused on that.
I was like, he walked right into it. I was like,
so everything for me since I was a kid has always been like a mind fuck, right?
Uh-huh.
So I go into the gas station, of course, get my gas. And this was kind of like when Bluetooth was like, it had just started in the car. Like, so it was kind of
like the big old earpieces and stuff?
No, the Bluetooth in the car, like on the wheel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you were a kid when that happened?
I was young.
I feel so old.
I was young, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm still young, but I was younger.
Okay.
But so Bluetooth was like relatively new, so it wasn't like so used to it. It was like the new feature in the cars or whatever, so... Here I am pumping my gas, and I usually, when I pump gas, I always leave the door open. But I had the car on. I did not turn the car off.
You're not supposed to do that.
I know, but there's a lot of things when I did when I was younger that I was not supposed to do.
Because you're filling it with gasoline, and you got a spark going, you know? That's not good. And
oh, you left the car on.
I left the car on.
Oh, I thought you were talking about leaving the door open. I was like, what's the big deal about that?
I left
totally.
I don't do that anymore, though. Years ago, I used to do that. Because I didn't, like, I guess I didn't know any better or whatever, so.
Right.
But I left the car, running, and I left my door open. So I didn't, obviously, my phone's in my car. So I was waiting for a very important phone call from my mother, and because we're waiting on some kind of news. And so I left the gas pumping, and the thing was running. And the car starts ringing because, you know, when it, the Bluetooth phone rings in the car, it rings really loud. So I literally ran into the car and I answered it because, you know, the Bluetooth, you answer from the steering wheel. So I push talk and I start talking to my mom. So we start getting into this like heavy, heavy, heavy conversation. And I don't know what happened, but like I told you before, my ADD is really bad. So I closed the door and then my car was still on and I... The conversation started turning a bit like heated or whatever, and I got really frustrated. And then I pulled off. As I pulled off, I yanked the whole fucking gas hose with me. I took everything with me, and gas started spewing everywhere. And I didn't see it until I left, because as I was pulling out, I was waiting to make the turn out of the gas station. And then when I saw in my rearview mirror, I saw shit going. And then I saw the guy come out from the
screaming.
Yeah, and he was like, you know, screaming crazy at me.
Did you stop and like go back and help?
Yeah,
or?
No, I did. I did. So then the fire trucks had to come. They had to put all the shit on the floor. It wasn't that much gas because I was almost done, but it was a mess. And yeah. That was probably one of the craziest things that I probably have ever done.
I have questions, though.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're saying you were filling the gas tank up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that it was towards the end of filling it up when you got the phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And then you left it there. Did you put it to where it kept still pumping or that it was off? You just left it in there?
No, it put the little trigger thing on it.
So it's,
that yeah.
Yeah. And then you got into your car and then... You went from having like a serious conversation to kind of getting in a frustrated blowout with your mother. And then you just forgot about it and you drove off and then gas spewed everywhere. Yeah. Right. Because here's my question.
You just retold the story.
No, I know. I just want to understand this. I'm getting serious. I just want to understand. Sorry about that. I just want to understand, because if you're at the end of pumping the gas and you have the and clicked in position to keep pumping, when it is it? My question is this, and I'm trying to get to it in my dyslexic kind of way: was Bluetooth invented for cars before the thing, the gas pump itself, would click off when it would get too much gas? Because you know, when you put the hose in your car,
it didn't click off.
And
there was no click.
There was no click.
It was still pumping when you drove away.
It was still pumping gas.
Yeah. It was still pumping. Yeah.
That is a long pump, though. I will say that. That seems like a long
That's what she said.
Yeah. That seems like
Sorry.
An extra long
pump. But the thing was, it was, I never even, the click, I never even heard the click. So it was just like, I just took off. I wasn't even paying attention. I literally just took off.
Well, it's not the question if you heard the click, but you're saying it was towards the end of almost filling it up, and then you went to the process of getting in the car and having this long discussion with your mother to the point where you guys got super...
It was right when I started pumping the gas.
Oh, it was...
Yeah. The phone rang.
Okay.
Yeah.
About how much gas would you say poured out after you ripped the pump out?
I mean, it wasn't like Niagara Falls, but...
just a couple of gallons or what?
No, not a couple of gallons.
You know what I'm saying, right, Jessica?
No, I don't.
Did no one else hear him say it was right at the end of when he told the story of pumping the gas?
No, I think you're dyslexic.
Wait, say that one more time.
Playing tricks on you.
Because when you...
say that one more time.
Ableist! You're an ableist! No, I'm saying that when you first told that story, you said I was at the end of, you know, being finished pumping the gas when my phone rang.
No.
No, maybe he meant Finnish as in from Finland.
Tony, please roll tape.
I'm just now figuring out what you do.
What do you mean?
You have a whole thing. Like, I just figured out Jessica.
Why?
Oh, please do tell.
She will, like, she just tries to throw us off. That's her whole thing. My whole view, I'm like, we're working together to figure out what's going on. And she's like, nah.
Terrible teammate. Terrible teammate.
No, really. Yeah.
She doesn't see it as a team. Trust me. She's trying to dominate right
whenever,
now.
Whenever we both
Since
see stuff, we look
David.
At each other and give each other the
this
eye.
This is true. That's
I did not hear what Felicia heard.
I'm confused.
Which is
if
normal,
I don't know if I heard
it. Because she tunes old women out.
I don't know if I heard it or not now. Now I'm confused.
Ableist and ageist.
I don't know if you've planted a false memory or if it actually did happen. I'm confused now, but.
Well, he says that it wasn't toward the end. He had just started pumping, got the call, jumped in car.
No. I had just started pumping.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Did you have to pay for that?
Yeah. Like,
no, it was my card. Oh, no. They have like the guest tenants, they have like some kind of like insurance with that. So like it doesn't. And I said it was an accident. Like I didn't, you know. And apparently that stuff happens all the time.
Yeah, people do.
I've done it. That's why I have many questions. Oh, Tony has.
Oh, so you have
Tony.
Done it.
Tony.
What was that heated conversation about?
Yes.
It's a little personal.
Okay.
And that we cannot discuss.
Okay. As a mother, we can move on.
There's HIPAA stuff involved and stuff. So let's not.
As a mother, I would say that mother doesn't want that out there.
Okay. HIPAA's a good card to pull on the show.
You've done this, Felicia?
Done what?
Oh,
pulled off with it.
Yeah.
I did it one time. No. But no gas went anywhere.
I know because it
just fell out of my thing, and then I pulled over and put it back in the thing.
Because when you rip it off, it has an automatic shut off on the pumps. That's why I asked how much gas came out.
Right.
How much did he say came out?
He said not Niagara Falls, but
no, it wasn't a lot. It wasn't like spewing like a fucking. Like,
well, then why would the fire truck need to show up?
Because they had to come and they had to put that there's like that sand or dirt that they had to throw on it just for like precautionary. So
okay,
that sounds pretty legit.
See?
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
This is what I'm talking about. These are the chess moves.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And it sounds pretty believable. I can't believe that Felicia's done it. I've never done that, knock wood. I hope I never do.
I don't I don't want to call anybody out on the air, but we all know somebody that just did it the other day and texted me and she was so embarrassed. So
it is embarrassing.
I'll tell you, I was mortified. I'll tell you when the mic's on.
Honestly, I was fucking mortified. Yeah. Completely mortified.
Her name's on the building.
I just pulled over very quickly and put it back, and before they could run out of the booth.
I honestly thought I was gonna get.
I thought I was gonna get fined
and everything, but what I ended up finding out was that they have like some kind of like insurance that covers it. So and I didn't intentionally do it. It's not like I wanted to pull the thing out. You know, like I didn't want to do that.
So that's another thing. She told me that they do like walk up and make you pay for it. Like it's.
See,
it,
now
but
that's
she
what I'm...
she said that he was like.
Yeah, but where was this?
It was here. Okay. It was
in
LA.
This is New York, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah,
could
that
be.
Could
but
be.
She also said that the guy was like, "You're supposed to," but he goes, "Just go. I'll tell him I didn't see who did it." So he like had her back, but there is like a whole process.
Cameras and stuff.
Yeah, I know. But
so how did they?
He was the manager of the store. He was just like, he said he was just going to tell the owner. He didn't know who it was. So
now this is very sexist of me, but I do feel like this is mostly a women's.
Well,
thing.
Apparently no.
Apparently not.
Jessica. Ableist, ageist, and sexist.
You got those lady beautiful eyelashes.
That's what I was
going to
say. It's
either women or people with really bad fucking ADD.
Jesus.
Like me.
Women. Really, Jessica?
I mean.
Really?
Two or three just now.
I mean, women. There's a couple more that I know, and they're all women. Yeah. I don't know a guy who's ever done it, but now I do.
Now you do. The first for everything. See, a non-comedy person on your show, and now a non-woman person.
Unless this is
pulling out gas tank.
Unless this is the lie, we don't know.
Well, maybe this is the lie, and maybe the story is true, but it's his mother who did it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This seems like a lot.
Because he was on the phone having a heated conversation. He was on the other side of the call, and she was the one pumping gas and drove off. But the heated conversation is real. Look at that face.
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
That's it.
Has your mom ever done that?
Ring-a-ding.
My mom, no. My mother would. Actually, my mom's the opposite. My mom would never do anything like that. So.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Did you
Me,
tell
on
your
the
mom,
other hand, yeah.
Did you tell your mother what happened?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Did it mess up the car?
My car, no. Their guest thing, yeah. But not my car.
Was the pump still in your tank?
What do you mean the pump?
Like, was it, like you drove away?
No, when it did that, the whole thing kind of fell on the floor. So the thing with the hose fell on the floor.
Okay.
It came off there's like a valve thing that it snapped out of.
And I bet they have precautions for that now. Like, it's probably like a release thing, and then they can just
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That I don't know. I don't know.
That's what I was saying with when you do the automatic thing on the gas pump where it holds the lever up so that it continuously goes, but it stops when it hits the gasoline. So
this didn't stop, though. That's the thing.
It'll also stop if you rip it out, though. It's got multiple.
This didn't stop because I think whatever was left over.
Uh-huh.
Kind of came out.
Oh my God.
But mind you, it wasn't like
just your beautiful face with those long lashes.
It wasn't like Niagara Falls. But...
and you lie. God, you must.
I can see whatever
break
was in
your
the
mother's
could,
heart
could,
all
could
the
dribble.
Time with all those little white lies and those beautiful eyes. Right? I have a son that has those kind of eyes.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, next story.
Have any of your sons ever done that?
Done what?
Drove away
Dude,
with
Dude, I have, this is, I'm going to be completely honest. I have severe PTSD in the car, and it's from teaching three teenagers how to drive, and it vexes everybody around me. Like, I literally.
Oh, you got to put in big words? We don't know what vexing means.
Okay, well, you're from the fucking South. Y'all don't know
letters,
what vexing
Jess.
Means. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it starts with a V. How many, I don't know a lot of words that starts with a V.
Vagina. Vagina starts with a V.
Venereal disease.
Venereal disease. Thank you, musician.
Yeah, I do know that one.
Okay.
Vacation.
But,
growing up in Florida has benefits. Yeah.
So I seriously have PTSD, and I'm super, like, I went to a thing with some of our friends last night, and a gentleman was driving a little sports car, a four-door sports car, and I am like, I cause accidents from being so afraid of being in an accident.
Yes.
And it's from
driving
teaching
with
teenagers.
You and Rosalie?
Yeah. It's from.
Woo!
You know why old ladies are always like, oh, because of all these fucking people around the old lady that's a fucking banana cakes. And then you're
I'll
like,
I'll tell you one thing. LA has the worst fucking drivers.
Oh, for
Amen.
Sure. For sure.
The
for
worst
sure.
drivers. Yeah, I've never seen. It's like when you get in the car automatically, it's it's a fight.
Yes.
You know a fight's going to go down. Whether you're going from like. 2 blocks away or 2 miles away or 2 hours away, there's a fucking fight when you get in
the
car.
Yeah, but it's
I
also...
Know why.
It's,
I don't understand.
I know
because
why.
They're all selfish.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
You see the personalities come to life when you're driving.
Yes.
It's amazing.
People like are selfish.
The personality, the entitlement just comes out to life when you're driving.
I got
it's
a
amazing.
Fucking audition to get to. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Move! No, what's happening is everywhere else you're expected to follow the traffic laws. And here...
Nobody follows
There are so many people that sometimes the laws are more dangerous to follow. So you have to use common sense instead of laws. And the problem is there's so many tourists and so many people not from here. So what ends up happening is you have all these people trying to follow laws and people breaking it to be safer. And then there's all
that.
This clashing.
I think it's more Amen. Self-entitlement here.
There's a lot of self-entitlement, but there's also a lot of people like Felicia that are too cautionary.
I see more self-entitlement.
My third day in LA, I got honked at by a cop for not running a red light.
See?
And I was like, oh, shit's different here. Like, two cars go at the red light.
Because you're going to back up traffic and
right.
shit.
They
yeah.
want
another
to
thing
just
I
get through
Another thing
it.
I noticed here, too, that there's not a lot of cops on the street.
No.
Like, detecting speeding and stuff.
No,
you go to New York, there's literally a fucking cop at every stop sign.
Yes, that's
every light,
true.
Every stop sign. Like,
but
you can't get away with anything.
You are exactly right.
Here, like, you can just run through lights, run through stop signs, and never get caught.
Is it because New York's smaller that you can have more cops?
No.
It's more people per capita. I'm sure it has something to do with that. But what I also think is it's a cultural thing. Like, in New York, you get yelled at more by people when you're in a cab or you're driving, but it's benign to you because culturally everyone just fucking yells at you. But in LA, everyone generally is in a pretty good mood till they get in their car.
Yeah.
So when people yell at you or you're yelling at someone, we can't read each other because it's culturally. You're just like, why? It's such a beautiful day. Why are you being so? And you know, I think it's more of a cultural.
And you're just like,
if some guy in New York is like, get the fuck out of my way, you're like,
opposite. For me, it's like it so quickly boiled over to chaos that I just got so relaxed. Like, I'm so zen. When I'm driving just stops and does a U-turn in front of me, I go, been there. I've had to do that.
If
I saw the spot and I don't want anybody
ever
to get
took
it.
My blood
so
pressure.
I'm
while
just
I'm
more,
driving and be like insane.
I'm way more forgiving.
You want to get hit on sunset?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I
have
get
very,
fucking pissed.
I have really bad anxiety when I drive. And I also have a really bad.
You have severe road rage.
Severe.
Yeah.
And every time like somebody like my mom was with me in the car, she's like, stop, you're going to get yourself killed. Because she thinks that like I'm one of those that's going to like scream at somebody. They're going to pull out a gun and go.
I got spit on. So you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I give the finger out way too easily.
What I used to do
when I started for that person to spit at you
got
from
out car
of the car.
When I started,
he got out of the car.
When I first moved to LA,
yeah.
When I first moved to LA, so like, I go get coffee every morning. That's like my thing, my iced coffee. So like, if I don't ever finish it, I leave whatever in the car in like a my venti cup.
So like then you have like coffee yogurt 2 days later.
Whatever's like whatever's left over in the cup. So I use it to just chuck at somebody whenever. That's what I started.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, I kind of love
you. Cut me off. I'm gonna fucking chuck my 2 days ago venti coffee at you. I am not fucking around.
I love you. That's what I'm talking about.
I am not fucking around.
Because people don't give a shit. You know, you're sitting there, you're trying to get somewhere. Yeah, we got somewhere to be. People got lives, and you're taking it's like a granny's day out. Like,
you know
let's
what
go.
I love
no,
about
if you
this
cut me off.
Hold on. You know what I love about this podcast? When you ask people come in and tell you the lie, right? They tell you so many little truths at the same time.
Mm-hmm, they do.
I hope you're never in an accident where the police comes and then this podcast comes up. With you all like, I throw my stuff around.
I was in a liars club podcast. So I had to tell
coffee.
A couple of lies. It wasn't true. Right?
That is the beauty of this
podcast. Yeah, it is.
All right, let's move this along to your second story.
Yeah, let's go. I was about to say that.
All right.
Okay.
But you didn't.
I didn't.
All right, let's see. Okay. So when I first moved to LA, so we'll do one New York story and then we'll do one LA story. When I first moved to LA, so like, you know, you kind of do a lot of things by yourself here.
Yeah.
You know, you go out to eat by yourself. You just do a lot of shit by yourself. So one day I went to Whole Foods and, you know, I didn't realize how many like homeless people were here until actually like living here. Like they're literally everywhere.
Yeah.
Like you go get coffee, they're there. You go to the supermarket, they're there. They're literally fucking everywhere.
Was New York not like that back in the day?
Yeah. I lived in the suburbs, so it was a little less.
Yeah. It's like that now in the city.
In
Austin. It was like that in Austin too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is a lot here because it's warm here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Which is understandable. So, getting back to my story. So I'm in Whole Foods and I go there to eat sometimes. You know, they have hot food. So, and they have like a little like dining area to go sit at. So now, mind you, I was fucking starving. Okay. I had not a ounce to eat all day long. So I go get my food. I got like a little like stir fry rice bowl with like chicken, bok choy and shit in it.
Ugh, bok choy.
So I go pay. I go sit down.
Yeah,
now,
she doesn't know the word
in
vexing.
Whole Foods, they changed it now, but like a few years ago, they had like, there was like this wall, and then on this wall, there was like these high top tables against the wall, and like that was part of the seating area. And it just so happened to be by the bathrooms. So so now this particular Whole Foods, you get all walks of life every day coming in and out of Whole Foods.
And there's no code for the bathroom?
I think there is a code for the bathroom, but you have to like ask.
Okay. Right.
But this has nothing to do with going in and out of the bathroom. It just had to do with like it being near the bathroom. Okay. So I'm sitting there. I just popped the top
off. Good try though. Good try.
I got to pop my top off the little bowl, the plastic bowl. So I just started eating it. It was so good. Cause you know, like when you're starving, anything that you eat is good.
Yeah, I guess, but I hate bok choy, and I didn't know what bok choy was until I had that veggie box, and then they put it in my box, and I tried it, and it sucked.
Wow, it's interesting that you just triggered her with the word bok choy.
She's so upset.
That's interesting. Fascinating. Continue.
So I was about probably my second bite, I think. This big lady walks in, right? Now, mind you, there's thousands of people in Whole Foods, people everywhere. She comes, who did she come up to? She comes right up to me. Walks mm-hmm. in, directly right up to me. So I'm kind of like pitted against the wall. So I have nowhere else to go. It's like I'm against the wall and she's in front of me. And she looks at me and I said, oh no, what's going to happen here? So she looks at me dead in the eye and she had these like buggy, like drugged out, like meth eyes. She looks me dead in the eye and she's like, can I get an amen? So I was like, so I just look back down and I'm trying to go back into my, she already stinks. She reeks. So I'm trying to like, what do I do to get this lady away now? Cause she's now going away until I fucking say amen. So she's still standing there and she's got all kinds of rags on, like old, like raggedy clothes and stuff. But I'm not going to judge. So she looks at me again. She goes, can I get an amen? So I'm like, fuck, she's not going to leave me now until I say amen. So I looked at her and I said, amen. As soon as I said amen, she spread her legs and she fucking peed. Peed. She was looking at me dead in the eye and peeing. Literally peeing. Pee is coming out. Okay.
Okay. Now this, inside the Whole Foods.
In the Whole Foods.
This, no, outside the Whole Foods, but in on its property where you go and you eat. Or is it inside?
No, it's inside. Inside.
Oh, I'm so very sorry.
Yeah.
Inside. Okay. So now, not only is she peeing, but the stench of the fucking pee that was coming out, I was literally vomiting in
she
my
She probably
mouth.
Ate a lot of bok choy.
And there definitely was no bok choy.
Okay.
And it, I don't even think she was something that she was eating. Okay. I think she was something. I think she was more like injecting something. And that's what I was smelling.
Roughly how long ago was this?
It was a little bit right after I moved to LA.
And how long ago was
that? How many years, roughly?
Six and change.
All right.
Six
and years. I have something to admit to you, John. That was me.
Was it?
Yeah, I used to be a lot heavier, and I used to pee in public.
And you got a little lighter.
So you know this
too.
One's. So
you
your
know skin this tone true. Got a little lighter too.
Let's make a mark to edit that out.
What did you say? I missed it.
No, it's hers.
What happened?
She's the one that has to be edited out, not me.
Exactly. Let me ask you this. So did the staff do anything?
So when she did that, I had a flag because they have security guards at the Whole Foods. They have like a security guard that's at the door. I had to flag him down to come over here. So they literally came and they like tackled her and then they had to get her out of the store. So then I had to sit there. Of course, I couldn't keep eating. Yeah. So I had to sit there until a maintenance person came to mop the floor because I couldn't go anywhere because I was literally surrounded by pee. So there was a puddle of pee all around me. So I had to sit there and smell her fucking stench pee the whole time.
Did you keep eating?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't. And asked me if I ate after that? No, I didn't.
No.
So I just
Man,
starved.
You shouldn't have gave that lost, amen.
Lost my appetite. Yeah, but she wasn't going to go anywhere, so.
But she went.
Oh.
did she? So there, when she first came to speak with you, there was nowhere to escape? Like, she just totally blocked you in? Or how did that happen?
Well, she was standing in, so like, let's say, okay, so let's say the wall's behind me, and this is the thing. She was right in front of me. And then where all, afterwards, there was pee all around. So I couldn't, like, get up. And I didn't want to, like, do a hop thing, because then my luck, I would miss and step in it. And that's the last thing I wanted to do is to step in her pee, let alone I was smelling it for, like, a good 8 minutes.
Yeah. I've seen a lady poop in the street here.
Yeah, I've seen that, too. But not in front of me, like, while I'm eating.
It was right next to the bus
Whole
stop.
Foods.
She was ballsy.
Yeah. That's, You know, I hope no one's offended by people get very sensitive about that subject. And I just felt like I need
about
to say
peeing
that.
In public.
No, just about homeless people, you know,
just mental health in general,
mental health. And,
drug
and the
use,
reason
drug
I
addiction.
Say that is my brother was homeless and died in the streets. And so but I could certainly, you know, just so people know that, you know, and it's also frightening when you come across. People who are in the midst of whatever dilemmas they're going through. And so, like,
because I just got a letter from one of the prisoners who fucking killed his girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Schizophrenic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, my brother was schizophrenic. So, but it's, you know, what do you do in that instance? Because sometimes people freeze up.
I didn't
up.
Know. I didn't know. That's what I did. I didn't know what to do.
Like, for example, where I live, there was a woman who didn't have any pants on, and it's one of the busiest intersections in Los Angeles, literally. She was on the sidewalk and very fucked up. And where the building where I live, they weren't allowed to give her help. You know, the people that work there, that was just a rule of the building, you know. Yeah. And so one of the people said, you know, we're not allowed to do that. Will you please call the police? And do you have any pants in your apartment? And I immediately did that. And the police came and they were very kind to her. But it's interesting. Also, people walked by and how people, you know, you don't know how you're going to respond. And that must have been very scary for you.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't react. Yeah. Like, I didn't react like I was mad at her. Like, I didn't like curse
her. No,
of
course not.
I didn't curse
not.
Her
yeah.
out or
yeah.
anything like that because I knew there was something wrong with her. And I also didn't know what she was going to do either.
Yeah.
You
that's
know? So a woman just came up to me.
Because if she's coming
and I
inside,
wasn't, at first
yeah,
I wasn't
yeah.
saying anything. So,
right.
You know, and then I figured, let me just say the amen, because if I don't say it, she's going to, like, hit
right.
me or
no, it's
throw
scary.
Herself at
yeah.
me or take my food or something. Yeah. I don't know. You don't know here. You know, it's a wild card. So I just was like, let me just amen it and Just take a chance on it.
If this is the lie, fuck you, know? You so man. Then, fuck you.
So then, like, as you said, like, I just froze up. Like, yeah, I didn't know what to do. Yeah. But, like, I didn't want to sit there all day and pee around me. So I had to flag somebody down to come clean
up.
No.
And by the way, something like that just happened to my son, Cruz, where he was in Santa Monica, literally sitting on a stoop somewhere eating fried, like, chicken nuggets. And a woman came up to him and was all like, you know, saying, are you free? Do you have anyone? Like a homeless person. And then she tried to take his food. And he was like, just take the food. You know what I mean? Like he didn't know what to do. He's very, very young, as you are. And it's scary. Like you want to do the right thing. You don't know what the right thing to do is. You don't know if this person comes inside the Whole Foods and is doing that, who knows what's going to happen. It's reasonable to think that. So it's all kind of scary. I kind of believe this story is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I can tell how serious you've gotten. No, it's real fucking shitty on this podcast.
No, but you know what? A lot of people go through something like that. Yeah. And you feel bad about it. Why not talk about it all the way since you brought it up?
No, yeah. Fair point. Homeless people don't talk to me. Is it my face?
I'm a magnet. I don't know why. And it's not even just homeless people. It's all walks of life come up to me.
Like I had a lady come up to me and they're like,
in Starbucks. Like one time, a lady came up to me in Starbucks and she's like petting my hair. She's like, oh my God, can I touch your hair? And I'm like, you're already doing
it.
You're
already doing it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what do you think?
Again,
is that
something else that never happens?
Like, why? But like, who would go up to somebody and touch their hair? Like, I would never think to go up to somebody and touch their hair.
That you don't know.
That you don't
know.
I wouldn't even touch somebody that I do know's hair. Why would I touch a random person?
Like, why is it that some people are just more accessible in that way that you can go? Like, my son is like that too, where people always, he always has these
weird. I'm going to say it today. Yeah. Felicia, you touched my hair.
Okay. But. Maybe figuratively,
which
but literally
hair,
I did.
Which hair?
I mean, she was pretty forward.
Which hair? The hair down.
She touched it.
She touched it. Oh,
she touched it. She called it a Christmas tree.
Oh, it feels like a Christmas tree underneath there. It does. Wow, that's weird. It's weird.
Underwear. Where? Oh.
Yeah, it's all held in by like weirdness. Wires.
Pine needles.
Pine needles. Yeah, fake pine needles. All right. I'm going to have David recap the stories and I'll shut my mouth up about
I have one
so
more
serious.
Question about the last one please before go. I recap.
Okay.
The P?
Yeah. Just because I'm trying to figure out if this is the truth, and I've pretty much had my mind made up as to which story I'm going with, but I just have one more question.
Mm-hmm.
Did she stay standing?
Yeah.
What did she do? Like, in that moment, how did she actually...
Did her knees bend a little?
She was standing there, and just as soon as I said amen, her legs just got spread a little bit more and looked at me dead in the eye and just...
What was she wearing?
Skirt.
It was like a long, like, skirt, kind of. Skirt, and then honestly, the top, I don't even remember. I was just so, like you were talking about PTSD. I think I just had so much PTSD after that. Yeah.
Okay.
And now there's not
now
one.
He's back to lying again.
Now there's not one time where I go into that Whole Foods, which I was actually in there a couple of days ago.
No, I'm confused.
In Whole Foods, they probably
you're doing good.
Holistic or something.
Yeah. It's like you brought the devil in today.
Davina has been drinking her own pee. That's a thing.
No.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's
what?
Good.
Is that like the new thing now?
Yeah.
The Kardashians are doing it or something?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what if the Kardashians.
Water shortages and
you know,
that
once
bad
like the
yet,
Kardashians start doing something crazy like that, like everybody starts doing it. Like eating their placenta and eating their pee.
Oh, and the period blood on the face is supposed to be really good for
start
your
going,
skin.
Like getting their shit in the toilet and just putting it on their face as a mask. Like, that's like. As soon as they start doing that, like everybody starts doing it.
I'm going to look great. I'm gonna
have distemper, lose a shit ton of weight.
No.
What? Oregon Trail didn't teach us anything.
Okay, the
Oregon Trail. All right, I'm gonna recap
you
these.
You bring that out, but you don't know what vexing means. Okay.
It's perfect timing. We have a New York store and an LA store. We're both gonna be in New York next week.
Yes,
so.
That's why I figured I'd bring, like, you know, since I am bicoastal.
Bicoastal, yeah.
Like,
that's cool. Yeah.
I had other stories too, but I was like, you know what? Let's do these.
So he was living in New York. There's a gas station by his parents' house. He got distracted in the middle of that and told us he had ADD. He was pumping gas with the car running, big no-no, and had the door open. The phone was in the car connected to Bluetooth. The phone rings. He was waiting on an important call from his mom. The phone rings. He jumped in the car, answers the call, gets distracted in the middle of the heated call, and then drives off with the pump in the car and gas spewed. Fire trucks came. And had to put stuff on the ground.
I do have a question. Why do you think it was pertinent to tell us that Bluetooth was new in the cars?
Because I wasn't like so used to it, the whole thing, you know?
Like answering calls in the car, basically, yeah. With the car yeah. being the answering yeah. machine. Okay.
And the L.A. story, the L.A. story is he went to Whole Foods.
Well, because, you know, like years ago before the Bluetooth thing, you used to have to hold your, you know, you had your phone with you.
Right.
With the Bluetooth, you just leave it in the car because it's, you know.
Okay.
He was trying to get ahead of us going, why didn't you just answer the phone? He's like, I had to go to the car on the steering wheel. So.
Well, fuck.
You what?
You were saying I had to go to the car. You had to go to the car and answer the phone.
Yeah,
on
I
the
just
steering
answered
wheel.
It from the steering wheel.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You were explaining that you had to do that. I'm helping you.
Oh, okay.
I know my face looks like I'm insulting you all the time, but I was helping you. I promise.
See when you're always mad at me when I'm talking to you and saying shit?
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing, Jessica.
Is this why
I'm helping you.
Is this why homeless people don't talk to me? I'm so...
If you hang out with me, they'll talk to you.
Yeah. Great.
They'll talk to you.
I'm looking forward to it.
they love me.
His L.A. story is he was in a Whole Foods. He went there to eat. What did you eat again?
Stir fry.
Okay.
Oh, is that where you said bok choy?
Yeah,
and
stir fry with like some bok choy.
And what else was it? You know,
and I got peed on, and that was it.
No, I mean the food. What was it? It was bok choy and
like
what?
Rice,
stir fry,
chicken, rice.
Oh, okay,
and some all right. sauce.
Okay,
and
sesame seeds.
So coy you are over there.
bok choy and shit is actually what he said.
And urine.
So he's sitting by the bathroom. He starts eating. A very big lady walks in. She goes straight to him and says, "Can I get an amen?" She says it a couple times. He finally says, amen. She spreads her legs and pees right there in the floor.
I think he might be playing it up, though.
I don't know. You know, when he told that, though, you... Oh, God.
He might be playing it up.
I'm going to start rocking back and forth. I'm having flashbacks of my teens during the pandemic when I was stuck in the house with them. Like, oh, no.
Wait, you were in your teens?
No, with my teens.
With her teens.
Oh,
with
my teenagers. I think you were a teenager.
Yeah, I've aged terribly over the pandemic.
It was not
the beginning of the pandemic.
Now,
what I look like now.
Now, post-pandemic, your lip went down. Your lip went down.
My lip went down.
Kind of aged
what
there.
What is that? Like, that's like,
your lip was all perky and like raised.
That's
pre-
the one true sign of I'm an older lady because you know how they always draw that one lip up higher.
And during the pandemic, Jess and I got matching earrings. One.
Yeah. I think we look like pirates.
The one earring.
Yeah. Love it.
You guys are in the same gang.
You look like a really fashionable gay man.
Awesome.
And who's the other guy?
Oh, that's Michael.
That's Michael.
We switched between him and David.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We should probably explain that to the listeners at some point.
Oh, yeah. We probably should have done that a long time ago, but yeah.
Well, basically, they, you know, they got things they got going on, so we need to switch between the two.
What was happening is Michael was here, and then he wasn't available one day, and they were like, hey, where else can we get a very tall, young, hot guy to come in and take his place? And I was like,
well,
I'm here.
We got this homeless guy off the street.
So I have my okay. mind made up.
I
don't mind telling first yet.
Okay.
I think... the first story happened, but I think he was on the phone with his mom and she did it. I don't think he did it.
I'm kind of with you because I think that's a woman's disease.
Yeah, pretty much. And
Jessica. And then you're all over me about you're too serious about the homeless issue. Fuck
you. Telling you it's not always the case. I'm telling you.
That.
He just closed off.
You see
the body language? He is not happy with this moment right now. He's going to his happy place. Now,
okay.
So I think that's what happened. I think it's...
You're going to be totally... All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think the story, I mean, you know, we've all had encounters on some level with homeless people, and it's very believable. So if that one's not true, it's he got
I will
me,
say though, but. Before this, I would assume that you guys definitely have seen some kind of defecation in the streets. But yeah.
I've
had to step over a human turd leaving
right.
the comedy.
Yeah. But
I've literally shat in the street before.
No. Human turtle. I was like, human turtle.
Human turtle.
I was like, Ninja Turtles are here.
I would have never thought
they're
I was,
homeless too.
God
sorry.
Damn it, David.
Sorry, we were having a conversation.
I know. I would have never thought
one
of my friends that I'm actually friends with would have drove off with the pump and the still in the car. So you know, you get shocked every day.
Yeah, I have a lot of things on my mind.
I have to say, though, that was like one of the scariest like moments of my life.
The pump or the lady? The
He's still trying to save it. Yeah. I think that's the lie. Yeah. He's doing good.
I'm going to agree with you, but that, oh, man. If that homeless lady story is true, is the lie. I mean,
it's the amen for me. It's kind of, that's the myth.
Oh, I don't mean to laugh. I'm sorry. But yeah.
You know what else cemented
that
for me too?
We're not making fun of it.
No, I know. But people get sensitive.
It's a story that happened.
Yeah.
That's what makes it believable to me, though. Because for you to make it up, and you're not a comedian, too, to be like, she said amen, and she wanted, can I get an amen?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a really contrived story.
Also, another thing that he mentioned that I don't think he even really meant to tie in, but if he did, it's genius. He mentioned that they were by the bathroom. And she peed.
Yeah.
For him, he's like, maybe she was on her way to the bathroom or whatever, and then she peed. He's like, oh, it has nothing to do with the story. Now,
John does seem like a guy that's too pretty to eat by the bathroom if we want to find something.
Like he's never been on a plane, Jessica. Come on.
He wouldn't be by the bathroom.
Why wouldn't he be by the bathroom?
He'd be in first class or business. Am I right or am I wrong?
Where the fresh air is?
I'm right.
All right.
No comment.
All right. So we're all, Tony, what is your vote? What is your vote?
Like I said last week, the bizarre story is probably the true one. So I'm going to go first story is a lie.
Yeah, first story is a lie. Yeah. What, you too?
I think the pump is a lie. That's a woman's thing. That's really.
Yep.
Stop saying that.
It is, but statistically.
You know what?
Statistically?
That's not true.
I will look up the statistics before we go.
Okay. All right. So we're all saying we're against you. We're against you is what we're all saying. We think that the first story collectively, which has never happened on this podcast, collectively, every one of us thinks that the first story is true. First story is a lie. Which story is the motherfucking lie?
Which one is it?
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Yes.
The first story.
Yes!
Why, Jessica?
The women's disease.
There we go.
That's not true, though. Isn't that fucking true?
So what made you come up with that story?
I'm on it.
I heard it happen to somebody before. So I
Was it a woman?
That I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it was an alien. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know the gender.
Well,
but
man, fuck! I just admitted.
That doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything.
I would say statistically, it's women.
Oh, so just like how women are the worst drivers?
No.
How about gas station accident percentage women, percentage men? Is that how you would look it up?
It happened at that gas station that I was referring to. So.
Oh.
Oh. You didn't know the person?
No.
Firsthand. Oh, got you.
No.
Were you there and saw it?
I drove by it. Oh. The fucking gas was spewing everywhere.
It really was.
It was
spewing
everywhere.
Wow. Everywhere. Everywhere.
So this is an article from Auto Evolution.
Okay. Oh, fuck.
It says more often than not, when a car drives off with the fuel pump nozzle still in, there's a woman behind the wheel.
Oh!
I told you it was just facts.
Right. So you were right.
Now is it an Asian woman?
At least according to that source.
Can we Google a guy doing it? It's got to come up now.
Sure.
You know, what we should Google is percentage of people that pee at Whole Foods, men or women.
There'll be a whole bunch of articles.
I think that's probably men.
Yeah, I would guess.
Probably men.
Well, I don't know. You know, because most men, if they pee in public, they'll get knocked for public indecency.
And women don't?
Well, not if they're wearing a skirt. She just squatted. Nothing you didn't see nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing's hanging out.
Wow, you were surprised today. Thank you so much for coming here and telling these most deliciously fucked up stories.
Deliciously fucked up.
Because they were two very fucked up stories. We laughed a lot. We cried a lot.
They were both kind of true in a way.
Yeah.
One wasn't me.
Right.
But it was a story, but it wasn't me.
Right. But the other one is totally true.
The 100%.
Okay. Yeah. So what do you have shaking? What would you like people to know about you that are our listeners, all three of them, where they can follow you? What do you have coming up?
Right now I'm working on new music. I'm recording new music for my album. and that's basically what I'm working on.
Do you have anything up on YouTube or anything like that?
I do. A lot of it's like my older stuff. So I have like pre-COVID stuff. So, but now I'm working on post-COVID stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Are you playing out anywhere?
When the stuff gets released, I'll be playing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, great.
So.
And
Where can they follow you in case they want to?
Right now, Instagram. You can probably get the latest on what I'm doing.
What's your Instagram handle?
It's John DiGrazio. One word.
DiGrazio.
John, my first name. DeGrazio.
Yeah.
Okay. And David, what about you?
I'm David C. Smalley on everything. TikTok is my primary, but I'm on everything. David C. Smalley and DavidCSmalley.com.
All right.
Cool.
Jessica?
I'm at Jess Wellington, too, on everything, like Duke of Beef of, if you can't spell it.
Beef Wellington.
Don't be Duke my of pyramid. Beef of.
Duke Wellington.
Duke and Beef of. I was like, what the fuck?
When she said that, because it was like such a serious moment. When she said that, I was like, no, she didn't.
I was all like, is that a
it
new,
was like a serious issue, and she's like, you know, like Beef Wellington or the fucking Duke Wellington?
Well, because they were being rude, too. Were they not at
first?
They were
a little, arrogant.
Shitty, yeah.
Who was this? Arrogant.
The paramedics, when I was having that panic attack, thought I was dying. They were just rude. And they were, like you said, arrogant and just like shitty. One guy apologized afterwards.
Uh-huh. He's like, she said her last name, and then the guy's like, oh, can you spell that? How the fuck you not know how to spell Wellington? I'm sorry, but like.
And he said really? Like three times because he didn't hear me. And I had spelled it. I believe I spelled
and
it.
And she's like, she can't breathe and everything. And he's like, he hasn't know how to spell. And she's like, Wellington! You know, like the beef! Or the fucking Duke of Wellington! And I went like this. I was like, oh my God. She just went there.
You know, sometimes they do that on purpose to try to distract you from how you're feeling.
No, this was like she wanted to throw her shoe at him. This wasn't even like.
They weren't trying to distract me.
Yeah. No. I've had people ask me what I had for breakfast.
Yeah, but like, how do you not know? I'm sorry, but how do you not know how to spell? And he's like, well, I'm a little bit of an illiterate.
Yeah, because they asked for my ID, and I was like, well, I don't have one right now.
And I'm like, so well, if you're a paramedic, you can't be an illiterate. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Thank you.
Not exactly. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, but we are winding this down, everybody. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Right. We are doing a fucking show here. Anyway. I am Felicia Michaels, and you can catch me all over the board at Felicia Michaels. And I love the Comedy Store. I'm here at the Comedy Store. Do us a big favor, because this podcast is on the Comedy Store Network on YouTube. Why don't you give it a follow if you haven't already? And you can find us on Podbean. You can find us wherever you need your podcasting needs. Jessica?
And you have been lied to.